Appreciate those good songs this morning. Looking about the book of John, John chapter 4, and enjoy the Sunday school bell ringing quartet this morning. Amen. And everybody thought, boy, Sunday school went real fast this morning. And that's kind of what happened, but amen. I like having a good time, don't you? They're over there blaming one another. Amen. But I do appreciate the fact we can have joy and laugh, amen. We're not dry and dead, amen. But we have something that we can shout about, rejoice in, and being a child of God, and I thank the Lord for it this morning. John chapter number 4, and you're able to stand this morning. I'll begin reading in verse number 19. John chapter 4. And again, verse 19, this is the chapter where Jesus goes and sets on Jacob's well at 12 noon. And there's a Samaritan woman that comes who's drawing water, who's in adultery. Her life's a wreck. Her life is ruined. But Jesus gives her a drink of living water. And he talked about the water he gave, but it being everlasting, springing up, everlasting life. And so we find that is going on. But then there's some verses I'm going to read and some things the Lord speaks to her about in the midst of all this. In John chapter 4 and verse number 19, the Bible said, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you for the songs and how they have ministered our heart, how they've helped our attention be drawn towards you today. And oh, Father, I pray for a little while. Lord, my heart desire is to magnify, make much of you. And I pray for a little while we'd worship you indeed. And Lord, I pray for that soul that's lost here today. May the Spirit of God convict them, draw them out to the place of repentance and salvation. Help us as your people. May we draw from the word what you have to say to us in this service today. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Help us today in all you do. We'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at the first part of verse 23 this morning, where the Bible says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." He talked about when the true worshipers shall worship. Now, I'm going to preach this morning, the Lord helping me, for just a little while on this subject of the missing element in the church world. The missing element in the church world. Somebody said, "Preacher, what is it?" Well, as we look around at church today, we have the choir that sings and musicians, and people are on the pew and they're wearing their Sunday finest, and we've taken an offering and we've prayed on several occasions today. We've had Sunday school, and man, we've got all the formalities of it down pat, and we're having and preaching now, and we'll have an invitation in just a little while. But I'm afraid in our day that we're missing a great major element in our services, and that is worship. I'm afraid many times we come to church and we go through the formality of having church and we fail to worship the Lord. Now, I mean this today, and I'm not being disrespectful, but if we fail to worship, if you can't, for any other reason, how you have come for the wrong reason.
Amen. For we are here to worship the Lord today. Amen. Make much of Him. Receive from His word what He has for us. But I can't stress enough that our number one priority when we come to church should be and must be to worship God. Oh, too many go to church and they're too busy in what everybody's doing or what they have done in the past week. That's all they keep up with. And they don't worship while they're here. Some of you can't stay away from your cell phone long enough. It's got your affection, got your attention. Oh, you can't leave it alone. You got to look at it every few minutes and send a text and answer what's going on in the world. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, how we need to come out to worship God, amen, first and foremost, above everything else. I'm thankful for the extra things that we do here at church, the meals, the youth meetings and things, but hey, friend, church is about worshiping the Lord. Amen. It don't matter what so-and-so looked like or what they had to say. But it's whether we worship God. Amen. Hey, I prayed this morning asking God to help me. And I do before every service. Lord, help me to lay aside all the unnecessary things that would distract me, would hinder me from worshiping you. Because, friend, I'm telling you, there's nothing more important than our worship of God. Amen. He alone is worthy today. I thought about four things as I think about this missing element, that of worship in the church. And I will say this out. This may seem kind of strong, but I really mean it in my heart. The average Baptist church could be sued for false advertisement. Further sign says 11 a.m. worship, but they don't worship. Amen. Oh, I wouldn't want that to be the case with Gateway. We ought to be known as a church that gathers how to worship the Lord. Amen. There's four things I will look at for just a few moments and I'll be done today. Now, I'm going to say this. Worship is not always emotional. It is not always loud. It can be, but it ain't always the case with it. We can worship if it's so quiet that an ant crossing the floor would sound like a stampede of elephants. Amen. Worship, friend, is something that the Bible teaches a good bit about. And we're introduced in the book of Genesis about Abraham getting ready to go to the mountain and going to sacrifice Isaac. And he said, I'm the latter going to worship. Amen. Oh, friend, today we're going to look at four things and be done. First of all, this morning, what is worship? Man, there's a lot of definitions in our day. To some, it is getting worked up in a frenzy in a service. I've met people, and they have literally told me, I don't feel like we've had church unless we've hollered and jumped and carried on. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm all for shouting. I do my fair share of it. But I'm going to tell you something. That ain't always worship. Amen. Hey, some get worked up with the loud music. Some churches, and man, when I was a kid, they used to preach a lot against rock music. Now a lot of churches are letting it go on in the church house, and they're getting blared out the door, and they got their flag teams, and they got light shows, and they're not worshiping. Amen. You say, you're too narrow. Well, I'm on a narrow way. Amen. Hey, how can you be otherwise? That's right. That's exact. It's a narrow way that we're on today. Hey, what is worship today if it's not all these things? Well, worship is to honor, to respect, have to show reverence to God. It is to pay divine honors to reverence with supreme respect. It means to, listen to this, to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. What about that? Hey, we're talking about from the inner part, sounds like to me. A worship is to be awed by the presence of God. I'm telling you what, I am awed by His presence. That God would even take time for someone like me. that God would come by a gateway and make manifest His presence. I'm telling you, I stand it all as I worship Him in His presence. A.W. Tozer worded it like this: worship is to feel in the heart and express in an appropriate manner a humbling but delightful sense of admiring awe. Worship humbles you. The proud man can't worship. Amen. As long as it's about you. Lord, help us in this day. Church has become about individuals instead of the Lord. Amen. Well, what am I going to get out of this service? Hey, look up here just a minute. Worship ain't got anything to you. You're getting nothing. It ain't about you getting one thing. Worship is not. Amen. But it is all about what we're doing as far as approaching God. Amen. Oh, friend, it goes on. Worship is the total adoring response of man to the one eternal God. Amen. It is also that word worship means the worthship. We worship that which is worthy or that which we think is worth something. Amen. And listen to this, and I'm done with the definition. It says, for worship is the submission of all our nature to God, the surrender of will to His purpose, and of all this gathered up in adoration. Hey, we're here to worship. Amen. Now, I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand, but I do want you to be honest in your heart. Did you come in to worship? Have you worshiped while you've been here today? There's a lot of times, you be honest, you come in and you go out and you've never worshiped. You've been caught up in the activities of church. We've done the religious formality things, but we fail to worship the Lord. Amen. So we see what is worship. Number two, who are we to worship? Here in John 4, verse 23 says, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father. Hey, we're not here worshiping men. We're not here worshiping a movement. I'm an independent Baptist, but I do not worship the independent Baptist movement. Amen. That's exactly right. Matter of fact, I'm just a Baptist. You could call me a dependent Baptist. Amen. For I am dependent on the Lord. If He don't do it, it won't get done. Amen. It's not about emotions. It's not, my friend, about music or movie stars or sport heroes. Hey, I'm telling you, we're to worship God and God only. Our country's caught up in idol worship. Oh, we ain't got no statues much in most houses, but we do bow down before some idols. There's something got first place instead of God in your life. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, we're not going to do a lot of shouting, but I hope we get to worship before it's done. Amen. Hey, I'm saying to us, we let things in the place of the Lord, and we're more interested in stuff than we are the sovereign. Amen. Oh, we are to worship Him and Him alone. Let me just throw this out. He said the true worshipers. That means the authentic, the genuine, the real McCoy. Amen. See, somebody's truly worshiping is not worshiping things or people, but they are worshiping God. Amen. There was no man created this thing. That's right. Hey, a holy God. Now, I want to throw this out. He wasn't bored nor lonely when He made the universes. He just had a great big purpose and plan. Hey, and I'm telling you, He does what He pleases today. Amen. Hey, we find we are to worship God and Him only are we to worship. Don't ever, hey, I believe, yes, it's all right to, as we say, give roses to people. Nothing wrong with saying thank you for being a blessing. I'll tell you something. We are to never worship anybody but the Lord. Amen. I've met folk that act like if they weren't in the church, and I'm just talking about the church world in general, I've met people that if they weren't there, they felt like the church would go under. Well, I got news for all of us. He could plant us all before morning, and the church of the living God roll on. He'd raise up another generation. Amen. Oh, yeah. He's not dependent on us. We are dependent upon Him. Amen. We are to worship the Lord. Let me say number three. And we see the way we are to worship. In verse 23, the Bible said, "For the when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." Hey, let me help you with something right here in this verse. That word in the words in spirit. Notice that it's not capital S, that is little s. Amen. It says they worship in spirit. Now, many times we talk about being in the spirit, capital S. And there is such a thing. But worship here, now listen, is not based on that right there by itself. It's based on the spirit of man. And let me say this, he is speaking about the innermost part of you. When he said in spirit, from the heart, from the inside. And hey, look up here. A lost man cannot worship. Impossible, Brother Bill, for a lost man to worship. For Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." A dead man, listen to me. Hey, ain't no way for a dead man to worship. Amen. Hey, I'm saying you used to be dead on the inside, but when you got saved, he quickened, he made you alive. A resurrection happened inside of you. And before that day, you couldn't worship. Amen. That's why he's stressing the true worshipers too in this verse. It's because it's from the inward part of you. Hey, you can throw your hands up and you can do all kinds of things. But if it ain't coming from the inside, from the heart, amen. Worship the way it's in spirit. Then he said, in truth. What's that? Well, John 17 and verse 17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Everybody look up here just a minute. If what you call worship does not add up to this book, your worship's wrong. Amen. It don't matter if it's in a Baptist church or any other kind of church. If what you call worship is not matching up with the Word of God, then your worship's wrong. Amen. Man, you know, we're in a day. They don't want nobody making things just black and white, straight out, right and wrong. Everybody wants some kind of a gray area. Well, it can be, may not be. You know what I'm saying? But I want to tell you something. There are some things that's either right or wrong. And worship is one of those. You are either truly worshiping or you're not. Amen. And we're to worship in spirit and in truth. Do you notice as you study your Bible, worship is costly? It is. All in the Old Testament, you talk about great cost. Now remember I said the first mention of worship was about Abraham and Isaac. You understand he's getting ready to go offer Isaac on an altar. But he told them, that those servants around him, "I and the lad, we're going yonder and worship, and we're coming back." Amen. You see, Abraham was willing to give it all. Amen. If you're really going to worship, you're going to give it all, or you're not going to worship. Amen. You can't half-hearted worship. Amen. Oh, I know this is just making folk less want to cut cartwheels and everything else, but I'm preaching right. You can do a lot of things half-hearted. You can sing half-hearted. You can half-hearted even teach a lesson at Sunday school or even preach a sermon. But you'll never worship half-hearted. You're either going to worship or you ain't going to worship. Amen. Hey, we need to get back to worship. Amen. You see, I was telling Brother Tim earlier this week already, as we're getting ready for Jubilee, I'm going to begin preaching messages to get us ready for Jubilee. This is one of the first. If we're not going to worship, what in the world are we doing? Amen. Hey, if we don't worship, all we're doing is spending money. Amen. But our number one goal, our main effort is that we would worship the Lord every time we come together. Amen. Hey, I'll say this, and I'm not an arrogant preacher, but I'm very plain. And I'm going to tell you, I've come to worship whether you do or not. Amen. You see, you can't stop me. Amen. You can pooch, slip. You can get up and walk out of bed. You won't be the first ones that walked out on me preaching. Amen. Hey, you can blow up like a bullfrog. Why, man, I got just, hey, if that's what you want to do, help yourself. But I'm going to worship. Amen. I'm not here. Listen, hey, I'm just going to probably somebody will try to take this out of context, but I'm still going to say it. I'm not here for you. Amen. I've come to worship the Lord. That's what's wrong with so many folk. That's why folk just get in and out of church and they're excited about church and then they're bored about church. They're coming for the wrong reason. Come to worship God. Amen. He said we're to worship in spirit and in truth. And we see what is worship, who we are to worship, the way we are to worship. Number four, why we should worship. He said there in this verse, verse 23, but thou come now is when the true worship shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. He desires worship. He does. He invites you to come. He says, come worship. Amen. He desires, but hey, he deserves it. Amen. Nobody has done for you what God's done for you. I come to a conclusion a long time ago, everybody ain't going to be on your side. Everybody ain't out to be a blessing. Everybody ain't out, my friend, to do something for God. But I'm going to tell you something. All that he's done in my life, he deserves to be worshiped. I mean, he found me in the pit of sin. You say, preacher, you said Jezebel, and you say, I was. But I was in the pit of sin. Amen. So that's why some of you are going to die lost, because you don't really think you're all that bad. But when you come to grips, you are a sinner. Hey, you are lost, amen, without God. And without God coming by and saving you, you won't make heaven. Hey, when you get to that place, you're a candidate for salvation. Amen. Oh, friend, he saved me and he blesses me and he helps me. Amen. But I say more important in that deserving because of what he's all done for me, but this because who he is. Amen, who he is. Here's what I like about the Lord. He don't change. Amen. It don't even matter who comes in the building. Amen. He's the same. It doesn't matter how he is treated. That's the amazing thing to me right there about God. You think about that just a minute. You and I ain't always treated him good. Ain't always treated him right. And he keeps coming back. Can I just use some good old country? He just keeps messing with us. Amen. He's still wanting to do a work in our lives and he just keeps coming back. Amen. Oh, friend, today he ought to be worshiped. Amen. We are here today. We called 11 a.m. worship. Oh, I pray you have. Amen. I thought even as Brother Kenya was praying, even in that prayer, you know what was going on? There was some worship being involved in that prayer. Amen. By the way, if you ever truly pray, you'll worship. There ain't much about this thing called the Christian life that don't involve worship. That's right. You know, even while I preach, I worship. Amen. Man, as I begin preaching and the Spirit of God takes this book and begins to stir it in my heart, oh, from the depth of my soul, I begin to magnify the Lord. Even if it don't come to the outside, there's something on the inside. God, you're worthy. I'm going to preach. I'll do. Hold you worthy. Amen. Oh, friend, the missing element of the church world today is worship. Oh, now, there ain't a lot of hoopla in it. But it sure does please the Lord. Amen. And I've said before, and I'll say again this morning, I want to please the Lord. And he's pleased with true worship. Father, take the message, use it for your glory. Thank you for the attention of the people. And Lord, I do thank you for giving me liberty in delivering the word of God today. Lord, I'm glad your word is forever settled. Lord, thank you that we can come before you as one of your children and worship you, Lord, today. Thank you again for letting us be here. And Lord, all that's done, would you receive all the glory, for you deserve it today. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed.